I've always thought of the British as people very knowledgeable about and interested in nature. So it was with a great deal of surprise that I read an article by Roger Dobson in this week's London Sunday Times headlined, "Songbirds Being Driven to Extinction." The article reads, "Many of Britain's best-loved songbirds, including the turtle dove, are being driven towards extinction in much of the country by intensive farming. A study to be published this week shows the areas worst affected are some of the most picturesque in Britain, including the hedges and grass fields of the southwest and Wales." Dobson's article goes on, "The problem, say the researchers, is that intensive use of fertilizers and overgrazing have left little but grass, driving out plants and insects on which birds feed. Quote, people have tended to think that Western Britain, with its green fields and rolling landscape, isn't affected by intensive agriculture of the kind seen on the prairie plains of East Anglia. But grassland over much of Western Britain is very intensively farmed," said Robert Fuller, head of habitat research at the British Trust for Ornithology, who led the study for the journal Global Change. "Among the worst affected species is the turtle dove, which has disappeared from almost half the areas it occupied 30 years ago. It is now almost extinct in the western half of England and in Wales. Other species in serious decline include the corn bunting, gray partridge, lapwing, kestrel, skylark, yellow wagtail, starling, bullfinch, greenfinch, and reed bunting." Bill Odie, presenter of the television wildlife program Bill Odie Goes Wild, said, quote, "These figures are of concern. One tends to assume the West Country has lots of nice little fields, and yet there seem to be decreases there as well, which surprises me. We should also remember the turtle dove is one of the birds that is blasted to pieces by shooters as it goes through the Mediterranean region," end quote. It is so easy to go through seasons and years and decades taking birds for granted. We assume they'll always be around, unpaid extras providing color and background music for the soundtrack of our lives. Their needs are so small, and usually when we provide for birds, we're ensuring clean air and water and healthy habitat for ourselves. So you'd think people would have figured out long ago that it's smart to pay attention to their populations. Instead, every time someone works to protect a vulnerable habitat from development or exploitation, he or she is accused of loving birds or plants more than human beings, as if loving our children and wanting to bequeath them a beautiful and healthy planet were mutually exclusive. I hope there's still time to fix things here in America before our songbirds decline as badly as the ones in England. We better get crackin'. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.